see the kid be able to get back up on under and get a decent shot off there. But again, guys like Scott Brown, Jackson Scott Brown, and also Trey Bowman. These are guys that come with a little bit of size to them, too. They've got a little bit more pounds to them, so these are guys that can move bodies inside.
Adam Weiser picked up his second 15 foul against the Trojans here. Now the free throw attempt on the three-point play is no good. Too strong by Scott Brown, and there's a rebound for Adam Weiser. Pass off now here to Franken, and we're going to have another body check call here against Jacob Petrie. He'll pick up his first. That's the fourth team foul now here against the Falcons.
We've seen it in the first couple of weeks of the college game already this year where guys are having to really work to adjust to the new rules where you're not allowed to just lay a hand or an arm on the offensive ball, the offensive players. So it's going to take some time here at the high school level, I'm sure, too.
Franken has it here back after the foul on the inbound. He's going to throw it in the far corner. New face into the ball game here. Brendan Holmes checked in for Atlantic. Now they lose the basketball. Backcourt steal and a floater the other way. Jacob Baby was off to the races behind the pack, and he got the layup. Now a long shot here as time starts to run out. Picked back up by the Falcons. They'll try a three-quarter quarter. That's no good, and that'll end the first quarter of play. It's now a 10-7 lead here for the Trojans after one. We'll take a break. Jim Field will have the call of the second quarter coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cullen and Associates. Visit with Tammy Cullen for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements and annuities, along with farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen and Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Cass Incorporated. We've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated, enriching lives every day.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Council Bluffs tonight. We're at St. Albert Catholic High School as the home team is behind right now. Atlantic with a 10-7 lead, out to a 10-3 lead, and a couple of mistakes late here in this first quarter gave St. Albert an opportunity to get a couple of late points on the board. And it's 10-7 Atlantic with the lead as they have the basketball to start this second quarter. Joey Walker will take it to the front court and leave it over far side. Tristan Benn inside. They go high-low. But Eiske now in the right corner curls, and his bounce pass to Hawkins at the high post there is kicked out of bounds by the Falcons. So Trojans will have the ball out of bounds on the baseline. Just underway here, second quarter, 10-7, Atlantic on top here. Atlantic in the black with the gold and white lettering and trim. As Walker looks to inbound underneath, still looking, now fires it outside to Franken. Now Podaisky with the basketball. He'll dribble the left hand, stop at the elbow, jump one up, and overshoots the opportunity there. The rebound coming away to Jacob Avey for the Falcons. St. Albert now to the front court here near side with the basketball. Avey dumps it down low, struggling inside. Maybe getting away with some steps was Jackson Scott Brown as he gets his second basket of the ball game, and it's 10-9. Trojans front court. Right side, Walker leaves it out top now for Hawkins. Back to Walker on the perimeter. Across it comes to Franken. He'll drive to the baseline. Stop, the short jumper up, in and out, and back in again. Garrett Franken with another bucket, and it's 12-9. Franken has 9 of those 12 points so far for the Trojans. Falcons ball here front court. Bowman back all the way across. Three-point try up and good by Travis Miller. They reverse to the opposite side and from the left elbow. A three-point jumper ties the ball game up now at 12 apiece. Walker front court, left side. They dump it in, high post, quick jumper up, no good. It rolls in and out by Ryan Hawkins. The rebound taken away by the Falcons. To the front court they come, far side. Little step over, and Jacob Petrie drives and gets fouled as he tries to throw up a wild shot on the run down the left side. Foul against the Trojans is going to go, I believe, on Ryan Hawkins.
Got to wonder if maybe that was a little bit of the emphasis there for the coaching staff, Coach Scott there for the Falcons. Say, hey, guys, let's start working it towards the basket a little bit more often. They've done that the last two trips.
Hawkins picks up his second foul. The free throw is good by Jacob Petrie, his first point of the ball game. That gives the Falcons their first lead of the ball game now, 13-12. Second free throw try is also good. It's a 10-2 run here by the Falcons, who were down 10-3. And Atlantic will get the basketball back as they'll walk it up the floor now. Across the timeline, right side Franken, out top Walker. Walker looking for some help now as he picked up the dribble to Franken. Right side three ball, he elevates, five. Good front of the rim, rebound off the floor, picked up by the Falcons. To the front court quickly comes Snead. Snead will curl, bring it across here right side. Open three ball by Travis Miller is good. His second triple of the ball game. And they extend the lead that much further. And a timeout asked for now by Atlantic. That'll be a 30-second timeout. It's their first of those here in the ballgame. Go, 17-12 now the score as Travis Miller hit a couple of threes here in this quarter.
Well, and what wasn't working for the Falcons there as we started the game is started to work a little bit here. They've hit a couple of those outside shots, and it's, you know, a hurry when you can start knocking those down, how much ground you can make up, and it's starting to fall a little bit for them.
Well, the Trojans need to find some offense here. They've been outscored 14-2.
They really seemed like the Trojans, for the most part, in that first quarter, really outplayed St. Albert, but those last couple of baskets there were big at the end of that quarter that really kind of marginalized the gap.
Pressure backcourt. Now they're going to run full court defensively, or the Falcons, as the Trojans will inbound. Franken will look to kick it in. He'll do that, and they try to double-team immediately on Walker. Back to Franken. Oh, and his quick pass hits the rim. It comes loose. It's picked up by the Falcons. Now knocked away and stolen back by the Trojans. Atlantic basketball backcourt. Trying to break pressure. They do as Franken dribbles across. Left side it comes down to Tristan Benn. Benn back out top to Walker. Walker the crossover. Left side pulls up just inside the arc. The jumper perfect. Joe Walker with his first basket of the ball game. It's 17-14. Trojans trail by three. Front court now, Falcons with the basketball. They work it out top. Jacob Avey over to the left side. Snead, the lob into the lane, is taken by Scott Brown. He'll kick it back out here on the right wing, and a three-point try is off the mark. Scott Brown, the rebound inside off the miss by Miller. And Brown is fouled as he grabbed that rebound underneath. That's going to be whistled on Joe Walker, and that'll be his first.
I'll put him into the bonus here.
Yeah, that's their seventh team foul. So at the free throw line is Jackson Scott Brown. And the free throw try is good. He got that one to crawl up and over. 5 points here for Brown. And one more try coming. 18-14 now. Falcons lead it. Second free throw try by the big guy is also good. Brown now will check out of the contest as Colton McBride will come back in. And Atlantic, trailing by five now, 19-14, will have the basketball. No pressure this time by the Falcons as Walker will get it across. Franken on the right side, back out top to Walker. Franken on the perimeter, back to Walker. They work the far right side, crossover. Walker pulls up, nothing there to Hawkins. He'll elevate from the top and fire a three ball. It's no good. Kicks long, rebound picked up off the floor. Avey on the run, spins, tries the layup, no good. Rebound taken by Walker inside. He was pushed in the back, no foul calls. He gets it back up across the front court. Ben, now they kick it across far side. Walker's pass to Franken is tipped and stolen. Snead on the run. The long, leaning lay-in is good. First basket by Sam Snead. And it's 21-14 now in favor of the Falcons. Atlantic basketball back across the timeline. Ben, left corner, Podaisky. Podaisky out top. Ben leaves it for Franken running the point this time. Ben here on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help now. Looking for Walker, for somebody out top. Walker came out, so did Hawkins. Now back across it comes to Ben. Ben the crossover. He'll bring it back out top. Walker to Ben on the left wing. Ben looking off the dribble to the corner. Hawkins back out top. It's Ben. They're slowly working around the perimeter. Tristan Benn on the left side. Fires it all the way across to Walker. Overplay, step out into the corner. Franken tries the three. That's no good. Rebound down low. Fought for. Reached. Grabbed by the Falcons and knocked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call it Atlantic basketball. Jacob Avey came up with it down there on the baseline, and his quick pass looked like it was tapped out by Nick Podaisky, but the Trojans get the benefit of the call, and they'll keep the basketball. So Atlantic ball in the front court down on the baseline. Walker looking to inbound. Still looking. And now finds it. Nope, five-second call. Just as he got the pass in, the whistle blows for the five-second violation. So the Trojans unable to inbound, and the ball turns over. 3:55 to go here in the first half. 21-14, St. Albert leading. Falcons to the front court now as they cross the timeline. Sneed working the dribble out left side. Down low, it's Trey Bowman. Ball's on the floor as he struggles with the pass. He's still on the floor. Now Walker just rips it right out of his hands. Out to Franken, and across it comes to Podaisky, and they'll get it across the timeline. Podaisky to the left side. He'll dribble all the way to the corner. Stops there, looks for help. Hawkins out top. Walker open. Long three. No good. Skim the front of the rim. The rebound taken by Sneed. Sneed back the other way for the Falcons. Crossover once again. This time he lost control of the ball and should have gotten whistled for a foul as he had his head and shoulder down and barreled right through one of the Trojans. The ball's out of bounds. It'll go back to Atlantic. Bowman will check out now for St. Albert as Eric Johnson will check back into the ballgame. And we're going to have a timeout asked for now by the Falcons. This will be just a 30-second timeout. So, again, we'll leave it right here. Each team has used one of their timeouts so far here tonight, a 30. It's a 21-14 lead here for St. Albert as the Falcons have had a pretty good second quarter here. They've outscored Atlantic 14-4 in the second quarter.
Well, the Trojans need to do a better job of taking care of the basketball as well. They've had a number of turnovers here that's led to some transition buckets and at least opportunities, and it's taken away your opportunities to score on the other end. So they need to do a better job of making sure their passing lanes are open, not telegraphing where they're looking with it right away. That's been the problem on a couple of those outlet passes to the far side. So just being a little bit smarter with the ball.
21-14, St. Albert leading. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter as we come back out of the timeout. Basketball belongs to Atlantic, and again, the Falcons will pick up pressure in the backcourt. Franken will inbound for the Trojans, as he'll find off the screen Ryan Hawkins. Hawkins in the backcourt picks up his dribble, leaves it for Walker. Walker pressured. So they try to trap here at center court. Walker gets it across on the pass to Hawkins. Ryan Hawkins, right side, goes all the way down the baseline. His pass is tapped away. Nope, it wasn't tapped away. It was thrown away. He was expecting Tristan Benn to cut to the corner. He did not, and the pass skipped out of bounds, just out of the reach of one of the Falcons. St. Albert basketball, long pass, Sneed to the front court, gets it to Johnson, back out top to Sneed. Atlantic playing man-to-man here early. As they walk it around the corner now, Johnson with it. Out top it goes now to Miller. Miller back to Avey. He'll drive, throws one up, and we're going to have a blocking foul called against Podaisky down low. As he tried to draw the charge, but got there late. That's another impact of the new rules. Not only can they not hand check and use the forearm and what have you, but it's also made it a little bit more difficult to be able to grab charging calls. As a defender, you were a lot of times able to slide in at the last possible minute as long as your feet were set, but now that's not necessarily the case. They're going to make you earn that. First free throw good by Avey.
Yeah, they really want you to be there in position with your feet set before a player leaves his feet. So pretty tough sometimes to anticipate when that's going to happen.
Second free throw by Avey is also good. That extends the St. Albert lead now to 23-14. And the ball knocked out of bounds as the Trojans try to work it up the far side as Walker is trying to control that. It was tapped out there by Avey. Pressure backcourt again. Franken will inbound for Atlantic. And they inbound to Walker. Walker through traffic now will turn and dribble it with a left hand. Oh, and he's hit from behind, and we're going to have a foul call. That'll be whistled on Eric Johnson, his third. Johnson was running from behind and didn't expect Walker to make that sudden turn, and that created the foul call. So for Johnson, that's his third. That's just the fifth team foul whistled. Make that the sixth team foul whistled against these Falcons here today. Ball out of bounds to Atlantic. Walker has the basketball backcourt. 2:35 left to go in this first half. 23-14. Franken, left side drive. Oh, he's bumped and pushed. No shot before the shot on the floor. They're going to call the foul. as Franken tried to elevate down this left side of the baseline, and the foul is going to be whistled inside. I swear he just said 52, but it's 54. It's going to be Trey Bowman. That'll be his first. And the official signaled 52. Franken at the line to shoot free throws. The front end of the bonus is good.
And that's the kind of situation that the Trojans are going to look to take advantage of all year long with the speed and the size there of Franken. And to get some of those bigger body guys has an advantage.
And Garrett knocks down the second one as well. 23-16 with 2.5 left to go before halftime. St. Albert to the front court. Far left side. Colton McBride leaves it for Snead. Now across it goes to Avey. Bounce feed. Posting is Bowman. He turns. Little right-hand push shot. No good inside. Ball stripped away as the Trojans got the rebound. Snead comes up with it. Little fall away here on the near side. No good. And Walker right there to snatch down that rebound. 23-16. Trojans trail by 7 here. 2:05 remaining in the second quarter. Right side Franken off the dribble. He'll look against this 2-3 St. Albert zone and fire it across here near side. Hawkins looking for help. Fires it back out top. Franken, right side, Walker. They try to work around the perimeter of this 2-3 zone. Out Podaisky trying to drive underneath. Bounce pass across the lane, and the rebound is good. Off the glass by Ryan Hawkins. First field goal by Hawkins. Nice finish to the play. And it's 23-18. A minute 35 left to go in the half. Left side with it. McBride. Oh, he lost the handle. It's loose. Picks it back up, though, and keeps. Now Snead in the left corner. Dumps it for Bowman underneath. He's double-teamed. Needs some help. He hands it off to Snead, and Snead able to elevate and just plop one in. Second basket for Snead here tonight. 25-18, St. Albert. Trojan ball. Franken, right side. Out on the perimeter. He'll drive. Stop and leave it back out top. Crossing there is Hawkins. Hawkins with it. As the Falcons stretch that 2-3 zone. Trying to pressure the basketball. Franken. Oh, he walked with it. Franken faked the pass and slid the foot. Jackson Scott Brown will check into the ball game now for the Falcons. They list him at 6'4". I don't know. 260 maybe?
Yeah. All right.
Decent-sized kid. Under a minute to go, 53 seconds left here in the first half. Snead to the front court, right side, out on the perimeter. Looking down low, Scott Brown has the ball stripped away on the pass. He ends up on the floor along with Hawkins. They're all fighting for the basketball. It's out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to the Falcons. Not sure why that foul wasn't called, as Hawkins took a pretty good shot in the back there. Scott Brown was struggling to try to get that ball back in a panic when it came loose. We have 43 seconds left now here in this first half, and we have a timeout asked for here by Atlantic. And I'm going to assume, since the players are all standing up, that this is a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here during this short break. That's the last of the 30s for Atlantic. 43 seconds left to go in the first half. It's 25-18, St. Albert. Trojans got off to an early 10-3 lead, but St. Albert's been strong since. That's the bad news for Atlantic. The good news is the Trojans have been hanging around here. They haven't let them go and take off and hide here in the second quarter. Falcons have had a lot of success offensively here in this second quarter from a lot of different people. Trojans right now have Joe Walker, Ryan Hawkins, Adam Weezer, who's into the ball game, Garrett Franken, and Tristan Benn on the floor. Trojans in their road black uniforms tonight. Franken will inbound the basketball here in the backcourt as we get back to action here after the timeout. No pressure backcourt this time by the Falcons. As the Trojans will work it up the floor, get it across the timeline. Walker with the dribble. Cross front court. Looking out top. Leaves it for Ben as the Falcons now stretch that out into a man-to-man. Now Hawkins going to drive right baseline into the lane. Bank shooting good. Hawkins able to elevate quickly. Use those long arms to bank one in. And it's 25-20. 20 seconds left to go here in the half. Falcons have the ball here right side with the ball's Miller. Miller on the arc. Head fake. He'll drive to the baseline. Right side. Nowhere to go. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebound tap. Grabbed by Franken. 8 seconds left in the half. Franken to the front court. Up the right side. He's going to run all the way to the basket and lay it in. Garrett Franken goes coast to coast for the bucket. 1 second. Little over half court shot on the way, and it's all well short. And that's the end of the first half. Trojans make a bit of a run here late. Garrett Franken with an impressive rebound and run up the floor for a lay-in on the other side. And we've got us a three-point game here at halftime. 25-22, St. Albert leading Atlantic here at the intermission in this Hawkeye 10 conference basketball game here on a Friday night. 25-22, St. Albert with the lead over Atlantic as we are at intermission. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wings America Travel Center, your full-service stop, whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, they have it. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right or visit the American Pie Cafe, their 24-hour full-menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center, located at I-80 and Highway 59, Exit 40 in Avoca. Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Owner Corey Knutson provides quality work in all areas of automotive repair. Give Corey a call today, 243-1392, Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops. Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you're buying great from someone you know. 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south, give them a call, 778-4557.
Welcome back here to St. Albert High School here in Council Bluffs. We're at the halftime intermission here in this boys varsity contest here for you on KJAN, and it's a 25-22 lead here for the home team, the St. Albert Falcons, here over the Atlantic Trojans in the first game of the year for the Atlantic boys. And got off to a good start, ended up leading 10-7 at the end of the first quarter, and then it was the Falcons kind of rallying back. They scored a couple of buckets late to end that first quarter, and then kept their hot shooting up there for a while, hit a few from the outside, or two from the outside there to start that second quarter, and got things really rolling, and they lead it here 25-22. But overall, I think Coach Jenkins has to feel pretty good about how his team started the year. They were pretty active out there, a lot of active hands, and other than turning the ball over a little bit more than they would like to, I think got to feel pretty good about where they're sitting right now.
Well, St. Albert's a team with six seniors on the ball club. About four of them really play a good number of minutes here in the contest thus far. And then on top of that, they do have a game under their belts. As we said, it was just last night, and it was a loss to a pretty decent Wahoo Newman team out of Nebraska. But, you know, it does help that they were out on the floor last night and got a chance to do things in game speed. So, yeah, I think if you're Coach Jenkins, you're on the road, you've got a more established team on the other side that you're facing and a team that's already got a game under their belt, and you're only down three at the half with all these young guys, yeah, I think you're pretty happy. I think you're making a few simple adjustments, probably helping boost these guys' confidence a little bit in the locker room, and I think there's a real serious opportunity here for Atlantic to get this season off to a real good start.
Sure is, and they just trail by that three-point margin here at the halftime break. Take a closer look at some of the numbers coming up for you here in just a little bit, but here at the halftime break, we also wanted to share a little bit of some girls' basketball results we have to pass along to you as well.
Yeah, some girls' basketball results from around the area, especially some of the smaller schools tonight already in the can this evening. Those were early starts. Adair Casey defeated Cam 56-28 tonight in Rolling Valley Conference play. In Western Iowa Conference play tonight, Audubon was a 53-45 winner over Riverside in girls' high school hoops. Also back at the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK defeating Woodbine 46-37. In Hawkeye 10 Conference play, Harlan, a winner over Shenandoah, 66-28. The Harlan girls, the number one ranked team in Class 4A in the state again this week for the second straight week. So those are some of the, just a few of the scores that we have from around the area so far tonight. Also, Melcher Dallas beating Orient Maxburg 58-23 this evening. That's in girls' high school basketball this evening. So those are some of the scores that we have from around the region so far this evening for reported games that have already finished up here tonight.
So lots of basketball going on here this evening as the season really starting to get in full swing here this week, of course, with a lot of the boys' teams now getting their seasons underway. The girls have been playing here some sporadic games here for a week and a half or so, but really now getting the full swing of the basketball season. And, of course, we'll have a couple of nice weeks of that, and then they'll have the holiday break that kind of breaks things up in the season, and they'll move on here as well. If you want to check out some of the games we've got coming up cover for you, you can hop on over to our website at kjn.com and go to the sports page, and then there's a link there that's the schedule archives link, and that'll show you some of the broadcasts that we've had for you previously with all of our sports that we cover here on KJN, and then it'll show you the list of games that we've got scheduled for you here for the basketball season as well, so you can plan accordingly and check out those games you want to listen in for. So at the half here at St. Albert High School, it's the Falcons leading 25-22 over the Atlantic Trojans here in this varsity boys game here tonight. We'll take a break, come back and take a look at the numbers a little closer here for you. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hennings and Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, lunch and meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. That's Hennings and Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Tech Trucking and Excavation. They have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner David Peck a call at 789-0707 or 767-2617. Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home, providing a wide range of services including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
And welcome back here to St. Albert High School here in Council Bluffs. We're at the halftime intermission here of our broadcast here tonight as the Atlantic Trojans, their first game of the boys' varsity season, and they trail in this one 25-22 here to St. Albert. And take a look a little bit closer here at the numbers for you here from the first half. For the Atlantic Trojans, they were led in that first half by Garrett Franken. The freshman chipped in 13 points here tonight. 5 points chipped in by Ryan Hawkins as well here in the contest. And also 2 points by Tristan Benn. 2 points as well for Joe Walker as he had a bucket there in the second quarter. But Franken got things started. He hit a three and then hit one that was just on the line for his second shot. They made it, called it a two, and rattled home a quick 7 points there in that first quarter. And then ended up knocking down 6 points there in the second quarter as well. So a nice opportunity there for the freshman to get started quickly here this season as he leads their the team. And they were 3 of 6 from the free throw line as it led to that 22 points here in the half. Not anything really to worry about in foul trouble wise. Ryan Hawkins, Nick Badiski, and Adam Weiser all have 2 for the Trojans, and just Ben and Walker with 1 apiece. For the Falcons, they were led in that half by a couple of players. They kind of spread things out. 6 points for Travis Miller with a couple of threes in that second quarter. 6 points as well for Trey Bowman. Also, 4 chipped in apiece by Jacob Avey and Samuel Sneed. 2 apiece for Eric Johnson and Jacob Petrie. And a 1 point chipped in as well from the free throw line by Colton McBride there in the first half. They were 7 of 9 from the free throw line there to get to that 25-point mark. It was in the Trojans leading 10-7 after one. They lead the Falcons now lead 25-22 here at the halftime break. As far as fouls go for the Falcons, Eric Johnson with 3 in the first half, and that's the only real player with any foul trouble here to speak of so far in the contest. So the Trojans spent their couple of 30-second timeouts there in the first half, and the Falcons just used 1:30 as well. So let's kind of look at the reset here from the first half. I'll play for you with a closer look at the numbers. The Trojans just back out here onto the court now as they get ready to get warmed up here for the second half of play. We'll take another break and be back and get you ready here for second half basketball. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call at 781-2374 for free estimates on siding, replacement windows and doors, trim and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs. Visit with them for all of your insurance needs. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for over 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus all of your petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, and Al at Bridgewater Oil today.
And welcome back here to St. Albert High School here in Council Bluffs. It's a 25-22 ball game here at halftime. St. Albert leading Atlantic here in this boys' varsity contest. Both teams back out on the floor and getting warmed up and ready to go here in the second half. I want to thank you for joining us here this evening here on KJN AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web at KJN.com with live streaming audio. We also have live streaming video for you as well on our TV page, KJN TV. Just go to KJN.com, click the TV link on the right-hand side underneath the community hub, and click play there on the video box that you'll see there on the screen, and that'll get the video stream going for you here tonight. And do a little bit of the fan cam at halftime as well, so be warned. You could be famous.
No kiss cam. No kiss cam.
No graphics, no kiss cam, none of that stuff. But we'll have some that coverage for you here all season long. Here as we bring you our basketball coverage, we'll have the live video feeds as well for you as well on KJN.com. Both teams back with their huddles, getting ready to get started here once again. And I don't know that you really need to make too many adjustments here for either team, really. It's just kind of cleaning things up here and there and knocking down shots when you get the opportunity.
You know, it's a cozy gymnasium to start with. And then look around. 18 state championship banners on one wall. On the other wall, oh, my goodness, look at all the state tournament qualifiers they've had in all these sports. It can be a very intimidating place to come play. Falcons and the Saints on the girls' side have had a lot of success. But that doesn't really do them any good down on the court tonight. Atlantic needs to block out all that other stuff and forget that they're young guys here against a little bit more seasoned team and go out and play some good hard basketball here in the second half, and they might be able to have a lot of fun here tonight.
And we're back and going here once again as the Falcons inbound and start with the basketball, and a quick jumper is knocked down there. 16-footer popped home there by Colton McBride as he gets his first field goal of the contest, and it's a 27-22 advantage now for the Falcons. And now we're going to have a block on the other side of the court as getting in the way was Travis Miller of Joe Walker. We're going to have a foul there whistled against Miller. That'll be his first here in the contest. Inbound pass now here. Hawkins on the far side on the baseline. Loses its dribble. Pass off to the high post there that time. From the elbow, the shot no good by Franken. Rebound Falcons. They come the other way. McBride in the lane in traffic. Lost the handle on it. Missed the shot. And the rebound comes down here to Hawkins for the Trojans. Hawkins, Podaisky, Ben, Walker, and Franken. The starting five back out there here to start the second half for the Trojans. They work from left to right here in the second half. We are here on the St. Albert fan side of the gymnasium. Trojans now on the side of the court with the St. Albert student section. Pass left side goes over to Ben. Now they'll dump it down in the corner. Podaisky, he'll dribble baseline. Curls under. Shot short. No good. Rebound pulled down underneath by Avey. And here come the Falcons. They'll run. Sneed in traffic. Turned, and we're going to have a block call here. They try to get in his way. It's going to be whistled down low against Joe Walker.
But Icey's going to learn as time goes by that when you make a good, strong, hard move to get down there low, you can't make a soft move to the basket to follow it. You got to follow through.
The inbound pass comes up to the top of the key. They stacked it up, and they sent Travis Miller out in space, and he knocks down three right from the top. So nice inbound play there for the Falcons after the foul. It was the second on Joe Walker of the game. First foul of the half against the Trojans. Now it's back up to a larger margin now here for the Falcons, 30-22. Baseline jumper for Podaisky here on the other side of the court. Missed it, rattled out. The rebound came into the hands of Avey after it was tapped around. Now they'll go down to McBride. He'll drive baseline, missed the lay-in, tried to roll it home with the fingers. Couldn't get it to go, and it's going to be taken away now here by the Trojans. Walker on the other side stops at the free throw line, dumps it back out to Ben, and he'll slow it down. Ben scoops it off to Franken, skip across, Hawkins, pump fakes, drives, goes baseline, shot up, no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
There's a good strong move with the basket there. The baseline's been open for Atlantic. When they start from the outside and curl around the baseline, the big guys are a little slow getting down underneath. So those are the kind of things they can do. And if you get those big guys moving underneath, somebody might be available on the backside on a bounce pass.
Trey Bowman picks up the foul, his second. Second of the half here against the Falcons. And the free throw rolls out. No good there for Ryan Hawkins. He's struggled so far from the line here tonight. He's just one of five from the stripe. Checking into the contest, Jackson Scott Brown will come in and replace Trey Bowman. So big guy for big guy substitution. And now Hawkins hits the second free throw. So first points of the second half for the Trojans. It's now a 30-23 contest. Falcons work it over right side. McBride keeps it. He comes back up top to Snead. Snead drives, spins, into the lane. Got himself some space. Missed the shot, though. And Scott Brown right there for the rebound and the putback. Came right to him. 32-23, Falcons lead. Skip across pass, dangerous pass. Hawkins able to track it down, though, as he came to it. Gets it to Podaisky in the corner. He'll dribble into the lane. In traffic, and he walked with it. Trying to do a little too much there that time there for Nick Podaisky.
That was not the answer.
Up across the timeline now here for the Falcons. Snead will bring it up. He'll throw it over right side to Miller. Miller back up top into the hands of McBride. Lob pass, Scott Brown right back to McBride. He'll jump one up there from 14. Missed it. Rebound comes out long, and it's into the hands of Franken. Garrett Franken back off now here to Joe Walker. He'll cross over up top, and we're going to get a little hand check call here.
Yeah, not a lot of contact there, but again, that's the rule change this year. You're just not allowed to impede the guy with the basketballs. He's trying to make a move.
And that's the second on McBride. Actually, third, excuse me, on McBride. That's his first of the second half. And now we have three team fouls here whistled against the Falcons. And he'll check out. They bring a substitution in here. And that's Eric Johnson back in the game. Inbound, worked around, a little drive, and Hawkins dumped it back off. Ben will bring it back up top. Hawkins steps up, jumps one out from long range, banked it home.
Oh, a little kiss off the window.
I don't know that he meant to do that, but it worked out. If he did, kudos to him. 32-25 now the score as the Trojans get their first field goal here of the second half. Pass right side, Snead, working around top Johnson. He'll drive, kick it back out. Miller scoops it across. Avey, he'll back it out. Back over to Johnson at the top. Johnson drives right side, got past the defender, went to the rack and got fouled. Franken tried to step in there, and Johnson's going to go to the line here to shoot two.
Yeah, you just almost have to anticipate that every time somebody makes a move anywhere around from the elbows in, that they're probably going to be driving to the basket. And you've just got to be thinking that far ahead anymore with the slight rule changes. Otherwise, you're just going to get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Johnson missed everything short on the first free throw try.
Yeah, that was a little tight.
Franken there, just the first foul of the contest for him. Second free throw also short, hit the front of the rim. The rebound comes down now here to the Trojans. Back the other way, Walker picks up his dribble out front, now gives it over to Ben. Ben, right wing, back up top, Walker, right back to Ben. He'll go, drive, kicks it in the corner, jumper on the way, it's in and out, no good with the three there by Franken. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Walker. He'll go back up strong in the lane, he gets it to go.
That's a good strong rebound and a good determined move back to the baseline to get that short jumper.
Trojans creeping back in here, 32-27 now the score, as they trail by five. Outside here, Miller's going to drive, stops at the elbow and pops one up. No good off the back iron. Rebound, Hawkins. He's had a terrific game rebounding the ball here for the Trojans. Right side pass now here for Tristan Benn. He's guarded closely, gets it off to Franken. He goes quickly with the drive down the left side, scoops one up and floats it home. Nice move there by Garrett Franken. He's got 15, and it's now a 32-29 game. Trojans creep within three. Snead picks up his dribble, kicks it back outside to Johnson. Now over left side into the hands of Avey. He'll try to lob one home to Scott Brown. It's tipped away and stolen. Adam Weiser, yeah, got a piece of that one. It was stolen for a moment. Falcons got it back, though, after a scrum. Now they missed a shot on the run by Snead. Rebound comes out long. It's scooped up by Ben. He almost had it stolen away. Now he does. Johnson picks it off over to Snead. Now a three-point try in transition is off the back iron. No good that time by Avey. And now it's going to be picked up and saved here by the Trojans, and they'll get it off now here to Walker, and he'll push the tempo. He's got a three-on-two. Goes all the way to the rack, scoops up and under Brown. Shot blocked, though, as Snead got a hand on it. Now they'll try to throw a long pass. It's stolen by Hawkins. He'll come back the other way. He's going to back it out. Try to settle things down a little bit. Now
it's been a whole lot of sloppy here.
His pass was tipped by Johnson. Walker came back up with it. They kick it back outside now. And maybe we'll get some normalcy here for a moment. Walker over to Ben. Skip across over to Hawkins. Pump fake. Now he'll try the three ball. It's good. Ryan Hawkins with the triple. And the Trojans have been able to knock this one up. 32 apiece. Nice rally here for Atlantic in this third quarter.
And it's important they did this here in the third quarter, but getting even isn't the goal.
Bounce pass down low to Snead. Had position. Now he fades away for the shot. Missed it. Rebound underneath by Weezer.
Excellent job on the defensive glass. Block the big guys out. They can't go over the top of you.
Here comes Hawken down to the left side of the court. He'll stop. He's double-teamed. Dumps it back out now to Franken, and they're able to get it back up top. Walker goes right side. Picks up his dribble. Over to Ben. Right corner. He'll drive baseline. Kick it back outside. Long shot on the way here by Hawkins is no good. And the long rebound, they're going to call Franken for pushing off, trying to go over the top to get it. That'll be number two on Garrett Franken. Third team foul against the Trojans here in the half. Substitutions here as Colton McBride checks back in. He's got three fouls for the Falcons. He'll replace Snead. And McBride going to be the one to bring it up the floor. Trojans trying to pressure out high. And McBride picked up his dribble. He's in trouble. And now we're going to get a call here and a five-second call, I believe. Or are they going to give him a timeout? They're going to give him the timeout. That was awful close. It should have been a five-second call, but they're going to give him a 30-second timeout. And St. Albert will keep possession, but we'll keep it right here. So the Falcons use their final 30-second timeout of the game. Both teams now have three full still to use here as we head down the stretch. We're knotted up here at 32 apiece. Trojans have been able to do some nice things here in this third quarter, playing smart with the basketball, hit a couple of tough shots, and doing a great job of rebounding here throughout the game, and especially here in this third quarter. Hasn't been many second-chance opportunities for the Falcons.
No, and that's what the Trojans have to do. They're playing a team that's a little more seasoned, so you just don't want to give them too many things that they, give them too much confidence. Confidence comes easy for teams with experience.
Inbound pass to McBride after the timeout. They'll kick it outside. Long three ball on the way. It's way strong that time by Jacob Avey. Rebound comes up on the floor, and we're going to have a foul whistled. And it's going to be whistled underneath here against Atlantic as Adam Weezer is going to get called for that one. And they say it was in the process of a shot as well. And it's going to be Trey Bowman going to the free throw line. That's the third on Weezer, fourth on the team here in the half. And first shot up and good there by Bowman. So Trey Bowman, one more free throw on the way. That's good as well. He knocks them both down. That breaks the tie, 34-32. Falcons up by two again. Trojans have clawed back to tie it at 32. See what they do here on this offensive possession. Up top, they'll work it around the perimeter. Ben, left wing. He'll dump it back across to Walker. Walker skips it back over to Ben. Ben, left side. A shuffling zone look right now here from the Falcons. Really pressuring on the outside when they get the opportunity. Johnson is guarding closely against Ben. They'll skip it back up top to Walker again. Down to 20 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Walker skips it back across now here to Ben. Ben back across now to Walker. Down to 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Walker picks up his dribble, throws it over to Franken. He'll come back up to the top of the key on the dribble. Now shuffles it down low. Weezer, tough shot on the baseline, missed it. And that's time's going to run out here at the end of the quarter. 34-32, the Falcons lead the Trojans here after three. Back with the fourth quarter in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Preosote posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company that also offers wireless high-speed internet service to Cass, Adair, and Madison counties. We have no contracts, no usage limits, and no installation or equipment fees. Our plans start at $19.95 per month. Call 712-774-2221 or 888-774-2221 to set up your free site survey today. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth and Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at St. Albert High School. Falcons have a two-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter, 34-32. Atlantic with a basketball. The Trojans outscored the Falcons 18-11 from the time they were down 23-14, their biggest margin of the night, getting that game back again close. So back to action we go. The Trojans have the ball to start the quarter. Into the left corner it goes to Walker. He turns off the dribble, leans, fires, no good. Rebound off the offensive glass to Franken. Keeps it alive. Hawkins, left side now, it goes to Walker. Walker fires it across here to Tristan Benn. Benn on the arc, working that 2-3 zone against the Falcons. Hawkins on the dribble out top. Now kicks it left side and leaves it back out top for Walker. Right side again, it comes here to Tristan Benn. Joe Walker, left side. Hawkins, they call him for steps. Tried to give that shoulder fake from the outside to make a drive of the basketball. They call him for the travel. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes the officials just think it looked like travel, so it must have been.
Yeah.
Needless, that's the call. And back it comes now. Falcons basketball front court here near side. And they throw the ball out of bounds. It was tapped out of bounds, actually, by the Trojans. Up off the bench, Big Jackson Scott Brown will check back into the game as he'll take the place of Nick Golwitzer, who started the fourth quarter out on the floor. I believe that's his first time on the floor tonight. The inbound out top, Miller with it. As Atlantic drops into a zone defense right now as well. Back to Miller. He'll elevate and bury the three from the right side wing. Travis Miller with his fourth triple of the night and his 37-32 in favor of the Falcons. Trojan basketball front court. Ben still working that 2-3 zone. Falcons employing that 2-3 zone defense. Walker left corner now as they stretch that zone. He gets a screen, turns, goes baseline. Nothing there. Outside Franken. Franken off the dribble to Hawkins. He'll step across. The jumper just outside the free throw line. No good. Rebound Weezer on the offensive glass. Back outside Franken. Jumper up off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken inside. McBride with it. He'll try to run the floor. Lost the ball a little bit. Is out of control, but he got to the rim and got it to go through. Colton McBride makes the Trojans pay. And it's 39-32. This is a 7-0 run now by the Falcons since the Trojans rallied back to tie it at 32. Hawkins now left side wing with the basketball. He'll work it off the dribble back out top, dump it toward the corner. Weezer outside, back to Hawkins. Hawkins, now it goes to Franken. Franken left side, curls to the baseline on the corner. Nothing there on the step across. He tries to step under. The bounce feed underneath for Weezer in traffic, and that's just going to create a foul as Adam Weezer couldn't come up with it. And he reached across and fouled Jacob Petrie. So for Weezer, that'll be his third. That'll be team foul number five. Check that. That's the fourth on Weezer. Up off the bench, Nick Podaisky will check back in here for the Trojans. As Weezer checks out. 5:57 to go. We're in the fourth quarter. 39-32. Falcons on a 5-0 run to start this quarter. Have stretched the lead. Sam Snead out top. He'll leave it for Miller. And across it comes to Petrie. Or to McBride, rather. Now to the left side. Snead. And we got a foul underneath as they tried to post low with Scott Brown. And Podaisky from behind gives him a little bit of a shove from the backside. That'll be foul number three on Nick Podaisky. Team foul number six on the Trojans. So the next one will put the Falcons in the bonus. Inbound, works its way all the way out top. Snead here to the left corner. Miller out on the perimeter, open for the shot, which is no good. It's McBride, the long tap out. Hawkins takes it. He'll run it up the floor, and those long strides gets him right to the basket for the left-hand lay-in. 39-34, Falcons. Up the floor, Snead now has it out top for St. Albert. He'll lob it down low, and we've got a foul again from behind. Using the big body, Scott Brown leaning to grab that lob, and that'll be four now on Nick Podaisky as he picks up the foul. And we'll walk to the other side and shoot free throws. That is team foul number seven against the Trojans. Well, they should have been shooting. They called it the other way. My mistake. They called it against Scott Brown. So forget the Nick Podaisky foul. They called it on Scott Brown instead. So it's Trojan basketball now. Hawkins in the front court. Left side curl, dumps it out top. Walker with it. Right side dribble. Stops on the arc. Back left side. Hawkins dumps it to the corner to Ben. Ben off the dribble. Stops at the elbow. Elevates. Fires one up. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Snead. He'll turn and run. It's a 5-on-2. Up the floor quickly. Snead kicks it out. Corner. Miller. Open. 3. No good. Rims out. Rebound Scott Brown. His shot no good, but he's fouled inside. 2 free throws now coming for Scott Brown as he'll step to the line. And that will be number 4 on Nick Podaisky. So at the free throw line, Jackson Scott Brown. Scott Brown is his last name. It's a hyphenated last name, if you're confused by that. He'll take the first free throw try, and that's good. to 34 now as Weezer checks back in for the Trojans. Podaisky will check out. One more free throw coming here for Scott Brown. And that is also good. It dances and falls through. Falcons have been decent from the free throw line tonight. They have a 7-point lead, 41-34. We have 4:40 left to go in the ball game. As the pass here to the front court, Walker trying to get it over here to Franken is out of bounds, tapped out by the Falcons. It'll stay with Atlantic. Walker will inbound here on the near sideline as he'll leave it for Tristan Ben. And Ben will hand it back to Walker, and he'll run the offense. He's picked up out top there by Avey. Off the dribble, left side, Franken elevates quickly. His shot no good. Tried the 3 from the left wing, off the front of the rim, rebounded by the Falcons. St. Albert working it to the front court. St. Albert across the timeline. Off on the right side. Off the dribble. Trey Bowman to the baseline. They elevate quickly with Sam Snead as they got it down low. And Snead able to get those long arms up in the air for the jumper to splash down. The lead is back to 9. And a timeout asked for here by the Trojans. 4:11 to play here in the fourth quarter. 43-34 St. Albert. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The insurance store with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, Tammy, or Bob at the insurance store today. And good luck, athletes, in all of your sporting events. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. Give them a call today at 243-1833. And by Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawns. Visit Vetter Equipment in Audubon today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Council Bluffs tonight. Home of the Black Squirrel.
It's true. It's famous.
Falcons eat black squirrels, however. And right now, they've got a lead over the Trojans. 43-34, St. Albert the lead. Atlantic the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. Walker to the front court now with it. Picks up the dribble, leaves it out top for Hawkins. Now Weezer, his pass tipped, but Franken up with it in the corner. Back outside, it's Weezer. Weezer looking, dribbling the ball. Is not where he wants to be as he dumps it off now to Walker. Walker back outside, Weezer with it. Flip it across, far side, Ben. 3:45 left to play here in the fourth. Trojans down 9. Franken gets it out top, across to Ben. Tristan Ben as they're stretching that 3-2 zone defense. Now to the baseline, Walker. Or rather, not Walker. It's Walker with it in the corner. I thought that was Ben for a second. He got the ball, tried a running one-hander that wouldn't go in. It was tapped out by the Trojans, so the Falcons will get it back once again. 3.5 left to play. We're in the fourth quarter. Falcons with a 9-point lead in the basketball, 43-34. Here near side, they screen for Miller, and we're going to have a foul. It'll be an offensive foul, an illegal screen whistle. That's going to be against Trey Bowman. That'll be his third. Trojans nowhere near the bonus yet, just the fifth team foul whistled against the Falcons here in this half. Atlantic gets the ball back now with 3:20 remaining. Walker up the floor with it for Atlantic across the timeline now out top. He hesitates, drives, pulls up, nowhere to go. Leaves it outside now for Ben. Ben to Walker here on the right side. Far, long pass across to Frank, and he goes up high to get it. Tough to pass over that zone. Now Ben, right side, his pass, tip, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. Sneed using those long arms to smack that one out of bounds here right in front of the student section. Trojans again looking to inbound. They fire it out top. Hawkins with it left side. Hawkins off the dribble. He'll drive, stop, elevate. Bank shot won't go, but a foul call. They got him on the arm, so he'll go to the free throw line. That foul is going to be whistled against, I believe, Trey Bowman. That'll be his fourth. So the next foul will put the Trojans in the free throw at the free throw line. So both teams are now in the bonus as Hawkins comes up short on his first free throw attempt here. Jackson Brown was a singer. This guy might be able to sing, but not that well.
No.
He checks back in now. Hawkins' second free throw try rattles home. So Ryan hits one of his two. Up the floor come the Falcons. Long three from the corner is good. Travis Miller left open far side corner. That's his fifth triple of the ball game, and it's 46-35. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. Front court Trojans now. Oh, and they're going to throw the ball away into the back court. It'll roll out of bounds to the Falcon bench. Trojans having some trouble with that zone defense employed by the Falcons right now. They're really stretching that 2-3 zone and pressuring the basketball. Understanding that the Trojans playing with a fair amount of youth out there and trying to take advantage of that by putting them in some tough positions. Falcons lead by 11 with 2.5 to go. The inbound out top taken by Avey. Avey to the right side now leaves it for McBride. Colton McBride off the dribble, guarded by Hawkins out top. He'll leave it again for Avey. Jacob Avey, right side to Miller. Miller, the drive with the left hand, looks on the stop and kicks it out top. Sneed will step it back with 2:10 left to play in the game. Right side, they work the ball again out top. Now here to the left side, it's Scott Brown. Back across it comes now here to Sneed. Ball knocked out of his hands. Tap three, loose, picked up by Hawkins. Walker tapped it. Hawkins stole it. Hawkins runs the floor and gets fouled. Hawkins trying to measure up that right side layup try. And he had the ball smacked away from him on the way up. And a foul called. He'll get free throws. Going to whistle that foul on Travis Miller. That'll be his second. Two free throws coming here for Ryan Hawkins. Anytime he can score with a clock stop is a good thing. Minute 56 left. And Hawkins buries the first free throw. Garrett Franken came up a little gimpy. Might have turned an ankle. They're going to set him down, check him out, set him down on the far side. Could be a cramp, too. Looks like they might be working a cramp. Second free throw by Hawkins is missed, and the rebound taken again by the Falcons. Adam Weezer's checked in. I checked that, not Adam Weezer. Back in or into the ballgame now for the first time is Brendan Holmes for the Trojans. Nice give and go by the Falcons, but they can't finish. The bounce pass to down low to Avey. He tried the layup, couldn't get it to fall. We do have a foul call, and that'll be whistled on Brendan Holmes, and that'll be his first coming off the bench. That'll send Avey to the free throw line. He'll get a chance to shoot two here. Two-shot foul. 10-point ball game right now. And it stays that way as Avey misses the first. 46-36 the score. Second free throw try here for Avey. And that one is good. He hits one of his two. It's back to an 11-point lead. 47-36. A minute 40 left to play in the game. Out top, crossover, Walker dumps it back out. Hawkins left wing for three, in and out, no good. Rims out, Avey the rebound, but a foul. Avey bumped by Brendan Holmes. That'll be foul number two on him. And we walk to the other side now and shoot free throws. You want to play good aggressive defense. You need points. You want to take the ball away, but the last thing you want to do is send the Falcons back to the free throw line.
Yeah, it's just kind of a circumstantial, unfortunate spot there. You get a little too close and get the bump, and right now the difference is just some of those tough shots are going in here for St. Albert, and they're not for the Atlantic.
Free throw good by Avey. He makes the first here. Garrett Franken will check back into the lineup now for Atlantic. Second free throw by Avey on the way. That's good as well. So he hits them both. Biggest lead of the night now. 49-36. Trojans with the ball, front court. Walker in the lane on the dribble. The elevates and fires one up high. A lot of hands around it. It's no good. Rebound inside taken by Bowman. And he out-muscles the Trojans. Back the other way they go. McBride drives the shot. No good. And a foul call. Down along the baseline, that'll be Ryan Hawkins picking up the foul on the blocking call. That'll be his third. And back to the free throw line goes St. Albert. This time it'll be Colton McBride at the line for the Falcons. A minute 16 remaining here in the basketball game. Boy, the Trojans rallied back to tie it at 32 and have done next to nothing since then. Been outscored 17-4 since that point. Make it 18-4 as McBride knocks down the free throw. Second try is also good by McBride. 51-36. Trojans ball front court knocked away loose on the far side and picked up the Weezer. They'll keep it. Back outside it goes to Walker. Walker far side dumps it out top for Franken. Franken drives and gets pushed and fouled. So Franken will go to the line to shoot a couple here with 62 seconds remaining in the game. Franken to the free throw line. Get a chance to shoot two here. First one is good. Well, he will get a chance to shoot two now. One more try coming here for Franken. On the way. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, though, taken off the offensive glass by Weezer. Low it goes to Hawkins. He elevates. Short jumper good on the baseline. Ryan Hawkins with a quick two. And a timeout asked for by the Trojans. 54 seconds left to go in the fourth. 51-39 Falcons. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Council Bluffs tonight. 51-39 is our score with 54 seconds left to play here in the basketball game as St. Albert will have the ball coming back out of the timeout. Bowman will try to put it in play in the backcourt. Trojans pressuring. They need points. They need steals. Law-oh, breaking free is McBride. He'll take the long pass. He'll run it up and lay it in. Colton McBride broke for the basket. Made it look easy. 53-39. Trojans back the other way. Walker left side stops on the dribble. Looks outside to Holmes. Holmes across it comes to Ben. Tristan Ben, well outside the arc, fires across to Walker. Left side corner. He'll elevate and jump one in from 17 feet. Joe Walker with a basket. 53-41. Half a minute to go here in the basketball game. Pressure backcourt again by the Trojans. Break the pressure. AB front court with it now. Dumps it outside. And Snead gets fouled. Walker comes flying in and lands on top of him. That'll be number three on Walker, and that will send Snead to the free throw line for the Falcons. 21 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Snead will shoot two here. They're in the double bonus, and the first one is good. Into the ball game again now. Garrett Franken for the Trojans as Holmes will check out. One more free throw coming here for Snead. And that one is good as well. He knocks them both in. 21 seconds left. Trojans up the floor quickly. Franken left side stops. Elevates for three. It's blocked from the outside. Travis Miller got a hand on it. Knocked it down. Pressure now the backcourt by the Trojans. As the Falcons trying to break through that pressure, they fire ahead and do. Miller, 7 seconds left. Into McBride. McBride double triple teamed underneath on the baseline and a reach-in foul with 2 seconds. Trojans swatting at the basketball, trying to take it away. Foul whistled on Adam Weezer. That'll be number 5 on Weezer. He'll have to leave the basketball game. He fouls out with 2 seconds remaining. As he'll leave the contest, failing to score here tonight off the bench. Colton McBride will go to the line to shoot 2 here for St. Albert. And the first free throw is good by McBride. Falcons just stretching the lead at this point. Second free throw try is good as well. McBride makes them both. Trojans will roll it inbound. Walker has it, dribbles a couple times, fires it just across half court. Comes up short, that'll do it. 57-41, your final score. St. Albert with a good run here in this latter part of the second half. And they come up a winner here tonight over the Atlantic Trojans in boys Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. 57-41, the final. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up for you in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, offering dependability and serving all types of insurance needs. Let Shelby County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Harlan assist you in planning for your future security. Call Rick or Ron today. Whatever your sport, whether you're playing, at the game, or just listening, one thing's for certain, you're going to get thirsty. Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company has been providing refreshment to Southwest Iowa for 100 years. Taste the real thing. Taste Coca-Cola. For Powerlift hydraulic doors, give Weyrich Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Weyrich Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Council Bluffs St. Albert High School. As we've closed this one out, 57-41, your final. St. Albert with the victory here tonight. And take a look at some of the numbers for you here in the basketball game this evening. The Falcons had a lot better go of it on offense, as you would imagine, than the Trojans did tonight. 8 players scored for the Falcons tonight, 3 of those players in double digits, as Travis Miller finishes with 15 points tonight, all from the arc. He was hot from the outside. He had 15 to lead the way for the Falcons. 11 points for Colton McBride, 10 of those coming in the second half. Also a double-digit game for Jackson Scott Brown as he finished with 10 tonight. The rest of the score sheet has Sam Sneed with 8, also 7 tonight for Jacob Avey, and 2 points each for Eric Johnson, Jacob Petrie, and Trey Bowman here in the contest this evening. On the other side for the Trojans, only 4 players dented the scoreboard tonight. You've got to have more production than that. A couple of good ball games from first-time varsity performers. Ryan Hawkins had 17 points tonight, 12 of those coming in the second half. And, hey, welcome to the big time, Garrett Franken. The freshman comes through with a nice night as he finishes with 16 points. 13 of those in the first half, really helping the Trojans hang around in that first half as St. Albert got off to a pretty good second quarter. Also 6 points tonight for Joe Walker and 2 for Tristan Benn here this evening. Free throws, oh boy, there's a problem here tonight. It was a pretty good disparity in free throws tonight. The Trojans made 7 of their 14 free throw attempts this evening. St. Albert, many more, and they were much better. They were 20 of 25 from the free throw line, and there's most of the difference on the scoreboard here tonight as St. Albert wins the game 57-41 here this evening. Nice ball game by St. Albert. As we mentioned, the Trojans fought back. They were down in the first half. They led 10-7 after a quarter, but saw St. Albert jump out to a 23-14 lead, a 9-point lead in the second quarter. They closed it to 3. It was 25-22 at halftime, and then Atlantic came back to tie the game at 32 apiece. But the Falcons weren't satisfied with that. They outscored the Trojans 25-9 from that point on. Good, strong finish there by the home team.
Yeah, they really went on a nice run. Were able to knock down some tough shots there down the stretch. And
Kind of a couple of spurts there, one in the first half and one in the second half for Atlantic, where they were turning the basketball over, leading to easy buckets in transition on the other end. And, you know, then the shots just weren't falling down the stretch there as well. So you hit one of those cold streaks, and it's tough to win any game, and especially when the other team's, you know, converting on the other end of the floor. And St. Albert took advantage and did their opportunities were there, and then they were able to knock down shots. And you mentioned the free throw disparity. That's big. Not only because you didn't shoot well from the line, but you know, they need to get to the line more often. You've got enough guys that are big enough to get the ball inside. I think they're going to expect more production from a guy like Adam Weezer. He didn't really have much of an offensive impact at all in the game here tonight, and he's going to need to do some things to at least get himself to the line and get some opportunities. And I think if they work on those types of things and work on getting to the basket a little bit more often, a little bit stronger, they'll have plenty of opportunities to be a good team here down the road.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot to work with here for the Atlantic Trojans. And, you know, a young coach, too. Atlantic had longtime coach Steve Blazek retiring after last season. But, you know, it might have been a little tougher for a guy like Steve Blazek to coach this group of kids just simply because he's been around a long, long time. And maybe just doesn't quite have the patience anymore to work with these. All due respect to Steve. Of course, he had a patience to work with a lot of kids through the years, too. But you know, a young guy like Alan Jenkins, he brings a different kind of enthusiasm, probably a different perspective because he's young. He's full of a lot of fire here to get his career started as a head coach. So they'll be fine. They'll bounce back. They'll take a look at game film. They'll take a look at what they did. They'll work through some things, and they'll get back on the court next week. And I expect these Trojans to pick up that first victory here very, very soon. And boy, with that first victory, will come an awful lot of confidence.
Yeah, and to be fair to him as well, you're going to be, you know, a little bit nervous out here too. The first time coaching your home school, it's not his first go around coaching basketball, but you know, you got a little bit of that pressure. A lot of people expecting you to do some nice things as a coach. I don't think anybody's going to be outrageous and expect it to happen right away. And they know this is a young team, but yeah, there's a little bit of that out there too that you're learning along the way also. So. A lot of things that the Trojans can do to improve, and I think overall a pretty good outing here tonight. They saw some good things from their young kids out here, and there's a lot to be positive about here after this one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, on the short side here tonight of a 57-41 score, St. Albert with the victory. With the win, St. Albert improves to 1-1 on their young season, 1-0 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. And for Atlantic, the season opening loss, they're 0-1 both overall and in conference with the outcome here tonight. So victory for the Falcons here this evening again, 57-41, your final. Well, that'll do it for us here today. Just a reminder, over the weekend, we've got more for you coming up on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. As on Saturday, you can listen to Iowa Hawkeye basketball, the Iowa Hawkeye men, part of the Big Four Classic down at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And they'll play the second game of a doubleheader coming up tomorrow night. Iowa State will face UNI in the opener tomorrow at late afternoon. And then in the evening, it's a 7:30 or so tip time, depending upon how long the first game goes. 6:30 will be the pregame show. We'll be on the air at 6:30 as Gary and Bobby will bring you the Iowa Hawkeyes facing the Drake Bulldogs. Ray Giacoletti has Drake off to a pretty good start, too. So we'll see what kind of a challenge that is tomorrow. Again, 6:30 pregame. You can listen to all the action. Don't forget Sunday NFL football. The Chiefs trying to spin this thing back in a positive direction. After three straight losses, they'll face off against the Washington Redskins, who are struggling to beat the band this year. That game will be near the nation's capital on Sunday, and we'll have that action for you. Noon is kickoff time. Now, our next high school basketball action for you here on KJAN will come your way next Tuesday evening, as we'll have girls high school hoops next Tuesday night for you, as the Atlantic girls will visit Red Oak to face the Tigers. We'll have that for you coming up on Tuesday night, 7:30. We'll be on the air with the broadcast of that high school varsity basketball matchup. Hope you join us for all of that. And, of course, that game will be video cast as well. You'll be able to watch the TV broadcast at KJAN-TV on the TV page at KJAN.com. Well, hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight, whether you caught us online, either video or audio, or were listening to us on the radio or on your smartphones, however you choose to check us out. We're glad you did. Again, your final score here tonight, 57-41, St. Albert defeating Atlantic here this evening in Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys Basketball. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Again, thanks for joining us, and good night from Council Bluffs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Exchange State Bank, serving the financial needs of farmers and individuals since 1879. Offering long-term fixed rates on residential real estate mortgages, or find a rate and term that works for you. Stop into Exchange State Bank at 322 Audubon Street in Adair today. Affordable Heating and Air in Walnut services any make or model, residential or